1514 to order your debit card today and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with three convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCB 105.5 The Roar. I'm coming back to you guys on the phones. We're going to try that again in just a minute. There's so many things I still want to get to, including the fact that, let me just mention this now before this show gets away. I thought that the broadcast of the Central Florida LSU game with the cat tripper, Brian Griese, was the most reprehensible garbage I have ever heard in my life. I don't know how these people look at themselves in the mirror. I really don't. I get who's paying you, but if there is such a network-wide propaganda effort to promote an agenda, I mean, honestly, Ramona, it was as if the only thing I could think would be that could be comparable would be is to imagine a situation where, you know, CNN is covering the Republican convention. You know, that type of thing. Or flip it around if you want and make it Fox covering the Democratic convention. That's neither here nor there. But that's what it sounded like. It was a game-long, agenda-based broadcast to diminish everything Central Florida, and every single sentence was about the players that were lost to LSU and how Central Florida can't take advantage and Central Florida this, and you see what happens when Central Florida plays an SEC team. I mean, they did this for an entire game. Meanwhile, apparently they'd forgotten all about the fact that Central Florida had already done this last year with a better version of themselves and a Mackenzie Milton-led version when they whooped up on Auburn out of the same league, an Auburn team that had beaten Alabama and Georgia. But the broadcasters never mentioned that. Never. They kept making it sound as if this was Central Florida's, cliche alert, first rodeo with an SEC team. When, of course, that wasn't true. And even though Mackenzie Milton was sitting over there on the sidelines, there was almost an intentional level of neglect about his absence versus the continuous, and when I say continuous, I mean harangue, a continuous, absolutely endless nonstop propaganda effort to tell us how poor LSU was injured. Now they could barely field a team. And yet somehow that game actually wound up being a game and they had to survive an onside kick. Honestly, it then continued in the Blackledge broadcast to a lesser extent. Let me tell you something, man. If somebody is coming to you and telling you when you're a commentator that you are to promote this agenda during an entire broadcast, I mean, it's a big world. There are other jobs. Tell them to screw off. Have some character. Look yourself in the mirror, because that was the biggest embarrassment of a broadcast I have ever heard. Ever. Ever. Pathetic. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Four-letter network, you ought to be embarrassed. Your endless propaganda narrative about all things relating to that conference died when the Big 12 beat you in 3 out of 4 games. Stop it. Enough's enough. Okay, we get it. You don't like Central Florida. We get it. We get it. We get that you're in bed with the SEC. We get it. We got it for 4 hours during the broadcast, endlessly. Absolutely embarrassing. Total lack of professionalism. Total lack of professionalism across the board. Brian Griese, go trip over a cat. Honestly, you just wanted to punch him in the face. I mean, you know, have something inside you that tells you what's right and what's wrong. Because you're all little puppets run by the man behind the curtain. I got all sorts of texts saying you're 100% right about the broadcasters. I mean, look, I'm telling you, I've seen this before. Everybody has, but it has never been to the extent that it was in that game. Never. I mean, we couldn't even watch the game. It was a 4-hour network propaganda commercial against Central Florida and promoting the SEC. I defy anybody to say otherwise. And you can say whatever you want, but I am here to tell you that be thankful that Mackenzie Milton wasn't on that field. Because if he was, Central Florida would have won that game by 3 scores, and you all would have wound up crying. Because he would have picked that depleted secondary to shreds. There were guys running wide open underneath on every single play. The slants were open all game long. Go watch what Mackenzie Milton did to Auburn. He short-gamed them. Auburn rushed them. He took exactly what they gave him. When they rushed him, he has the quickest feet in football other than Kyler Murray. He killed them with the run. He killed them with the short passing game, and he beat them vertically late. Be grateful that Mac was holding the ball looking for vertical throws all game and that he doesn't have suddenness from a stop and that he was inexperienced and couldn't take advantage of the LSU issues in the secondary. Be grateful for those things. But, you know, have some professionalism. You know what? These are kids for Central Florida, for crying out loud. Just like the kids for LSU. They're 18 to 22-year-olds. What are you doing messing with that? To the Northland Communication phones. Let me get back to Logan. Try this again. Logan, I appreciate you hanging in there. Let's try this over.
Okay, well, I just wanted to talk about, you know, people saying that ball games don't matter.
Yep.
But if you go back and you look at that Chick-fil-A Bowl that Clemson won against LSU, that's what led us to the national championship, I think. Laid the foundation to get where we are today. So I think that bowl games do matter.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And the other thing is this, Logan. Look, not everyone's playing for a national championship, all right? So, for example, you know, to those kids at Kentucky who won their 10th game by beating Penn State, anyone think that game didn't matter? I mean, I watched every game, and I can tell you that just game by game by game, it mattered to the kids. You know, they cared. They wanted to win the games that they were involved in.
Oh, absolutely. I think that Clemson's got a good shot at winning the national championship. I think it's going to be a close game. Go Tigers, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Logan. I appreciate you hanging in there. Good job. I appreciate you getting back in as well. Let's go back to Looper and try Looper again. Looper, appreciate you hanging in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, don't worry about old Greasy. Old four-letter network, they got a good deal with him. All they do is got to pay him a bottle of whiskey, and then he'll say anything he wants.
I'm not saying that. I want to be clear. That's Looper, not me.
Well, I don't care. He's greasy. He's known. Now we get there. That's what about this league. You know, LSU has two players. You know, get another LSU judge. You know, they claim, you know, all this. You know, you heard about the, you know, incident. You know, why are you selling some kind of electronics out there in the middle of a back alley? You know, when things go wrong, you both pull out pistols, you know, but they may lock out the Saints. Now we got Gladiator Rodriguez. He's popped back on the scene again. He's down at Ole Miss. He's a sexual harassment.
I'm not touching that either. I'm not going to touch any of the things you say, Looper, except this. I had somebody write me on Twitter the other day and said, and I wish I could remember who it was, but somebody wrote me on Twitter the other day about the Rodriguez hire, and he basically said, oh, that's great. So now Rich Rodriguez can be poised, waiting to stab another coach in the back to take over for him. You know, and I was thinking to myself, yeah, maybe some truth to that. I don't know.
Well, yeah, he's not a sexual harasser. You know, but let's get quiet a minute. Wait a minute. Let's see if we can hear a pin drop in the ocean. That's how quiet it is down there in Athens, South Bend, and down there in Columbiaville and the Cooperville, and I take it out there.
Thank you, Looper. I appreciate the call. I mean, obviously, things didn't go George's way. But look, I think Georgia showed up. I think Georgia thought that, you know, that this was going to be easy, that they were going to bully Texas, you know, that, and it just didn't work out that way. It was Texas who did the bullying. By the way, I know the SEC is, you know, all this and everything. I don't think Georgia wants to play any more Big 12 teams. I think Georgia said they're full of Big 12 teams last 2 years. I don't think they liked having 50 points scored in them last year. And I know they didn't like what happened the other night. So I think Georgia's had enough of the Big 12 for a while. So all this stuff about, again, the sissies that play in the Big 12. Yeah, maybe not so much. But again, if you're a Georgia fan, I think you have a lot to look forward to. I think the next 10 years are going to bring a lot of good things to Athens. And look, I've been critical of Georgia, especially during the Mark Richt era, and with good reason. I think people see the reason now. And Rick went and did the same thing to Miami. I mean, Mark Richt was a dead man walking for really a decade. And he desperately needed to go. And I think Kirby Smart has infused enthusiasm and toughness in Georgia that they lacked before. There's no doubt that if you just look at the way Georgia's playing on a game-to-game basis versus how they were playing with Mark Richt, they're a vastly improved program. Vastly. They're a contender. That just wasn't true with Mark Richt most years. It was true the 1 year and they blew it against Alabama, but listen, you track the talent, you track the steps. I guarantee you, barring any health issue, that type of thing, I guarantee you that Georgia's going to win national titles under Kirby Smart. Mark my words. I guarantee you they are. And probably more than one. So, just don't get caught up in that. You want to pound Georgia today. You want to say Georgia didn't belong. They didn't. They did not belong. They were not ready. They were not ready. They did not belong. They were not one of the four best teams in America. And by the way, who are the four best teams in America? Again, this is still opinion, although now we have some games to base it on. And I think it's pretty clear. I mean, if you look at the results, I think you'd have to say the four best teams are Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and Ohio State. And that maybe Texas has moved themselves up into this conversation. But I think you would have to go with those four teams. Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and Ohio State. Oh, by the way, Ramona, you know what four teams I had at the top of my preseason poll? Curious. Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and Ohio State. I don't remember the exact order, but I had those four teams. And I think that's where we are. I think those four teams were the best four teams. I don't think Ohio State is perfect, but I think they're the next best answer. Because the next best answer wasn't Georgia. And we know that now. And, you know, the Pat Fortes of the world can say whatever they want. I mean, his comments today were embarrassing. You know, the truth is, Georgia got blown out by LSU, and now they got blown out by Texas. And neither Texas nor LSU were great teams. Georgia got blown out by both those teams. And they lost to a heavily depleted Alabama team that did not have a healthy Tua. And they added to Tua's issues by affecting him. There's no question about that. All right, here's the deal. Nashville guy, and excuse me, it's Todd and Easley and Nashville guy. I'm coming right to you. Don't go anywhere. I know you've both been hanging in there. I'm coming right to you as soon as we get back. Before we get a break, let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 75% off. That's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep. You know, I saw a mattress commercial this weekend, Rona, and they said that they were having a weekend sale and you could get a king mattress for the normal price of a queen mattress, which was a $600 savings. And my head started spinning around like Linda Blair in the original Exorcist, because I'm thinking to myself, what? What? I can go probably buy two mattresses of that size for less than that discrepancy at the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep.
Always.
Man, you were shopping in the wrong places. Sleep has never been more affordable or more attainable. 13,000 mattresses, Serta, Beautyrest, even memory foam, anything you want can be had at the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep for a very affordable price, up to 74% off every single day. Mention you heard it here, they throw in the box spring free. It's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep. Quick break. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage. We'll be right back when we do. It's Todd and Nashville Guy.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today. 225-5351. Go Tigers!
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to shop our end-of-the-year sale. From now until January 5th, save an additional percentage off our already low prices, and you still get your box spring free. And that's not all. For a limited time, if you purchase a premium queen or full-size mattress, you qualify to get an adjustable base for free. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. The end-of-the-year sale at Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 in Seneca, across from Chick-fil-A.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I did it because I wanted to.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Up to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Texter 706 Ramona writes, I'm coming to you guys on the phones. He writes, Georgia is a very talented young team, and they played like that all year. Ding, ding, ding. That's exactly right. This was not really supposed to be Georgia's year. I think I had Georgia 6 preseason, and I think that's about where Georgia belonged. I think that's about where they were, and I think that was proven out. This is their body of work, and I think it's been proven out that that's who and what they were. They were a young team. They were a young team. And look, losing Baker didn't help for the bowl game, but, you know, and I wondered whether Texas's big receivers would prove a problem for the youth of the secondary. It did eventually, but not to any great extent. That's not how Georgia lost. Georgia didn't lose because Texas moved the ball at will. Georgia lost because they couldn't move the ball on Texas, and that had nothing to do with the absence of Baker. And again, that doesn't make up, a DB doesn't make up for a game that was essentially a 28-7 game. I mean, look, Georgia scored some garbage points in that game, but let's not get it twisted. Georgia got physically dominated by Texas. Physically dominated. Again, 72 yards rushing. Georgia rushes for 72 yards. They're not winning. And again, that puts all that pressure on Jake Fromm. And Jake Fromm didn't deliver. You know, and that's one concern. The other concern that I'd have for a Georgia person is, you know, by the way, if there was any doubt about Justin Fields' status, that doubt expired during that game. Because with Fromm struggling, there was never any move to go. And two things. With Fromm struggling and with Georgia unable to develop a running game, you might have thought that you put Fields in for a series or two and at the very least let him run the football, because that changes the numbers. It changes the blocking numbers. It gives you an extra blocker, and maybe you could have at least got something going on the ground. They did not, and they could not. And they made no move, never even considered it, and it was absolutely patently obvious that they had no intention to. And so you can be 100% certain now, if there's any doubt before, Justin Fields is not staying at Georgia. He is out of there. And quite honestly, I expect you're going to hear more on that very soon, because he is absolutely 100% gone from Georgia. And did Texas surrender some opportunities because of the aggressive way they were playing defensively? Yes, they always do. Look, I've said this for a long time. The best coach at Texas is the same guy who was the best coach at Houston before, and that's Todd Orlando, the DC. He's the best coach there. And that was once again evident. But Orlando will give you shots. because he's going to free up some opportunities down the field. That's a trade-off he's willing to make. He is going to be aggressive at the line of scrimmage. He is going to stuff the run game. He is going to give you some one-on-one opportunities. And there were times where Jake Fromm had the middle of the field open. There was a post route where he's got to get that ball out in front. And if he does, it's a walk-in touchdown. He threw it 5 yards behind where he needed to throw the ball. He brought the receiver right back into the safety, who was actually trailing the play by several yards. Otherwise, it's an easy touchdown. And Fromm missed several of those throws. Throws that, quite honestly, throws that an NFL quarterback makes. And that's why he's not that. And I'm not judging it by one game. I've watched this every game he's played. And so those are some issues that Georgia will have to confront. But, you know, I think the truth about Georgia, I'm sorry, four-letter network. I'm sorry, propagandists of the four-letter network. The truth about Georgia is, they just weren't ready for primetime. They weren't that good. They're a young team with some issues that was exposed numerous times this year. The future, again, very bright. Georgia's going to win big games. They're going to win national championships. That stuff is going to happen. I saw another text. Let me get to these calls, and then I'll get to the other text I want to get to. It's Todd Neasley and Nashville Guy, both been hanging on forever. Todd, I appreciate you hanging in there.
This is one of those whiny Clemson fans who can't help but mention South Carolina every time we call. And just for the record, he wasn't no championship coach because they've never won a championship. That's the only way you can judge championship coaches is if you've had them. We've had three if you count Frank Cardi, because I do include conference championships and championship coaches, because South Carolina, yet again, there's only one woman.
Well, thank you, Todd.
I love giving South Carolina fans a history lesson, because I like that little puppy that keeps pooping on your carpet. You keep sticking their nose in it and rubbing them in it until they learn the lesson, but they never do. Eventually, you want to kick them out of the house, which I want to kick them out of this state.
Todd feeling the spirit of the season, Ramon.
Oh, not when it comes to Gamecock fans. No,
I gotcha. I gotcha.
They've irritated me to the point where I want rid of them.
Was there one particular Gamecock fan that said something today? Because I don't even really remember.
The one that called earlier and said he was nervous and he forgot lost his track.
Oh, okay. All right.
I hear and listen intently for things like that just so I can call back to irritate the crap out of the Blues.
I listen intently for stuff like that.
And they are fools, because you have to be a fool to pull for a loser who has lost as much as they have.
I listen intently for stuff like that. All right, Todd, is that it?
Yeah, I'm cranky and tired and sleepy.
All right, Todd, go get some rest. All right, Todd, thank you. Todd listens intently. He's the hall monitor for the show, Ramon. he monitors the Road Rage Hall for South Carolina illicit activity, or what he perceives it to be. Let's go to Nashville Guy. Nashville Guy, how are you?
Hey, Walt, what's up?
Good to have you, Nashville Guy.
Hey, love the call from Todd. But I got to talk on my Missouri Tigers. I not much talk about the Clemson game. That was pretty much domination like I thought it would be. But, you know, Missouri lost. But who the heck is Mike Gundy? I mean, they show up half the time, and half the time they don't. They give up over 600 yards and win on the defensive stand. I don't know. I'm not too disappointed, but I'm not going to take too much salt into that.
Joe brought it up earlier. What did you think of the play calling down there near the goal line when Missouri decided? Now, I will say this. All year long, in an effort to try and keep Locke healthy and upright, Missouri has committed to running the football, and they've done a pretty good job of it. And, again, this was not a good defense, and you had been running the ball. But you get down near the goal line there and you tried to run it, three or four straight times. And, and the last one was with Locke, which was probably a mistake.
Yeah, I honestly think that maybe coaching costs cost Missouri that game because I think we could have won maybe. I mean, you have, you know, he's not the first pick quarterback in the draft by any means, but he's a good quarterback and you have him to throw.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, but anyways, well, you know, I'm, I'll get off here, but, you know, I'm a huge USC fan and just wanted to get your opinion. I think I saw you comment on it the other night. I like the women's division, and Amanda Nunez made Cyborg look like a fool the other night, and
oh,
I'm
yeah.
so glad to see it because I think she's a druggie, but she decided it was a good idea to trade with Nunez, and that's just not a good idea, and it was a quick knockout. And also I'd like to say about the John Jones, I'm not a John Jones fan. I think his title reign will last about as long as Manny Diaz's Temple coaching experience, and you know, he's a joke. He might be the best, but he can't stay clean. And I hope you got my message earlier, man. It's been a rough few days, but hey, love it, man.
Thank you, National Guy. Appreciate it, National Guy. Facing real challenges in his life that he's trying to work through. You know, I Amanda Nunez destroyed Cyborg, and it was a stand-up affair, and you can't trade blows with Amanda Nunez's ability in a stand-up situation, and she just crushed her, absolutely crushed her soul. It was over before it even began. So there's that. As far as John Jones is concerned, I'm past him. I mean, I agree. To people who don't want to fight him, I agree. Why would you want to fight somebody who's tested positive? I'm sorry. Zeke.
What's up, Walt?
How you doing, Zeke? Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I think she and that fight it up. Yeah, it was like 58 seconds, but you're right. It was really over in about 20 seconds.
Yep. It was just a beat down.
She went straight at her, and you know what? I wondered how Cyborg would, you know, if I know she could take a punch, but man, she just got rocked. And give her credit, she handled the feet with class, in all honesty. But man, it was. I thought Nunez would win, but I did not see her take her out that quick, Walt. I don't know if you did, but I didn't see her take her out with under a minute. Let's put it that way. I thought it'd go a little longer. You're right about Jones. And what a waste of a lot of natural talent, natural ability, but. Again, you know what? You tested positive more than once. Who wants to fight a guy like that? And
yeah,
what a waste!
Yeah, look, I don't blame anybody for refusing to fight him. I just don't. I mean, you know, first of all, again, the guy has natural talents, gift, and length, especially at that size. But I don't blame anybody for not wanting to fight him because, again, if you're testing positive, why would a guy who's clean want to fight somebody who isn't clean?
No, I agree 100% with that, Walt. You're dead on. Hey, I want to comment real quick on a story that you've been on pretty well, but I don't think a lot of people have, but quietly the outstanding job done this year in Lexington, Kentucky with their football program.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I mean, and I don't know if I told you all, but my son was accepted to UK. He's going to be going there next year.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
My money will be going back. Yeah, thank you. My money will be going back home to Kentucky. So now I'll be an SEC fan also since my money goes there, you know, my son. But watching the game, I thought, you know what, if this program would have had a quarterback, you know, I'm talking about just a good quarterback.
By the way, Zeke, what's it take to be accepted at Kentucky? A pulse? No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. It's wrong. Yeah. It's 100% wrong.
Sorry.
Ramona looking at me like, I can't believe. No, I'm just kidding. It's just a joke. I'm sorry.
You know what? Point is, when they saw him from out of state and you see that out of state tuition, they walked in with open arms. Wall.
Yeah, no. Seriously, congratulations to your son. That's terrific.
I appreciate that. But you know what? I watched that game going. You know, that Florida win in Jack, you know, in Gainesville looking a lot better now. And quietly, if they would have had a quarterback, well, but I, you know, he's really shown what you've talked about for a long time, which is you can build basketball at a football school. You can build football at a basketball school.
Yeah.
It can be done. And I just think he's done a really, and I thought,
hey, look, you know, I did not understand. And I've said this multiple times. I heard talk in the offseason about firing him. And I said it several times. I could play the tape. I mean, I was like, why would you do that? I mean, the guy is taking you to bowl games at Kentucky. I mean, who do you think you are? And now he's won 10 games. I mean, winning 10 games at Kentucky in football is incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I agree. Would you not say that's the equivalent of a basketball program like Clemson at such a powerhouse football school finishing top 10 in the nation in basketball?
Yeah.
Because they'll finish top 10 in football probably.
Yeah, I mean, maybe even top five. I mean, I mean, winning 10 games in football at Kentucky is just all but impossible. I mean, it basically hasn't happened in nearly 50 years.
41 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's 41 years. So my you know, hats off to them. I watched that whole game, and I want to make a couple quick comments. I'm not as big a football guy as you because we don't have football in North Carolina, but two guys I want to comment.
Football at North Carolina. That's pretty funny.
You know, maybe it'll come back. We'll see. Well, yeah. But it's been dead for a while. So, but two guys I want to comment on. I don't even know their names, but I just want to comment on when I watch games, kids that I think play with such heart and character to that. And that's two quarterbacks. The quarterback at Penn State, who I thought played on one leg, basically, and the quarterback at Texas. I just love guys, Walt, that, you know, we've talked about off the air. People that play the game hard, play the game with injuries, play the game with character, play the game tough. And I'm going to hang up and just get your thoughts on those two guys' performances. And thanks for the call.
Yeah,
hey, buddy.
That's an excellent job, Zeke. Yeah. Again, talking about McSorley and Ellinger, I couldn't agree more. Look, I have made the comparison in the past with Ellinger and Tebow in terms of body type and what they give you. And I think it's a viable comparison. I mean, do I think Ellinger is at the level that Tebow was as a collegiate player at this point? No. And I don't know whether he'll get to that level, but he has that same drive, that same spirit, the same physicality, perhaps even more of that in some ways. So, absolutely. I couldn't understand last year why Herman didn't go to Ellinger, and Herman admitted that he was slow to make that move, that it took him a while to realize the intangibles that Ellinger gives him. And McSorley, I don't know what McSorley's injury was. There was a point where there was discussion of whether he had a broken bone. I don't know what McSorley's injury was, but McSorley is everything that's right about college football. I've heard people criticize him. I don't know what's to criticize. Let me tell you something. I wouldn't take him in the top five or six necessarily in the quarterback hierarchy for the upcoming draft, but he is in my top 10, and somebody is going to get an NFL quarterback with him. He has a lot of the ingredients. He's only 6 foot or just above that, but he's mobile. He's tough as nails. He can make the throws that are needed. His arm is at least as good as Drew Brees's. I'm not saying he's Drew Brees, but what I'm saying is there are a lot of intangibles to like about that kid, especially in regards to toughness and leadership. So there's all that. We have a lot more to get to. You want to get in, you're welcome to. 654-7627. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Listen, Brock and Beth Watt Thompson, the original owner, they do it all, catering, tailgates, parties. Man, you want to be the hit of your party? Bring in Tom's Barbecue. They just redid the store in the storefront. They're the home for the Cheerwine National Championship Sauce. They have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina and New Carolina. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds. That combo is like otherworldly. Then you can dip them in any of the 8 sauces. Fresh sides and desserts, including the legendary banana pudding, which you have to try. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. Call them. You'll thank me later. It's Tom's Barbecue. Dan says, Happy New Year, Walt. Zeke needs to get off his basketball versus, because many of us care about football at North Carolina. No, Zeke does too. I think he's just joking about the state of affairs. Speaking of the state of affairs, there's one with the New York Giants and Gettleman and Eli Manning, and the Pittsburgh Steelers with Antonio Brown, which was addressed in a press conference today. We'll get to that and more on the show. Quick break. We'll be back.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroRes, Greenville.com.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to shop our end of the year sale. From now until January 5th, save an additional percentage off our already low prices and you still get your box spring free. And that's not all. For a limited time, if you purchase a premium queen or full-size mattress, you qualify to get an adjustable base for free. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. The end of the year sale at Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 in Seneca, across from Chick-fil-A.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
One's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. Just that off and back from San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog on. There's a speed trap with my head sound of town. No local yoga gonna shut me down.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about my friends at George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less and travelers rest. That's a fact. It's been that way for 90 years. I mean, every time I'm there, I'm amazed at some of the deals. Now, you know, these kind of deals don't last. You know, I'm not there right now, but when I tell you that they have an F-150 that's $14,000 or $15,000 below sticker price, you have to act on it. And I don't know what's available right this second. You have to call them and find that out because those change on a weekly basis. But trust me, if you're in the market for a new car or a new truck or a pre-owned vehicle, you know, their pre-owns are priced below market value and they have a built-in weekly price drop until they sell. This is George Coleman Ford. There are never any dealer fees or service fees. For me, personally, that's a deal breaker. Again, if I see something I want, if I want a vehicle, then I might buy it. But if you then tell me that you're going to tack on $500 in some dealer fee, well, our deal is off unless that goes away, because I'm not doing it. Now, that may not bother other people as much as it does me, but I'm not paying for something I don't get. And at George Coleman Ford, there are never any dealer fees or service fees. And fundamentally, you know, they've been treating people the right way for 90 years. You go read the reviews on Google or Yelp. That's what people are talking about. They're talking about how well they were treated, how people know who they are, how people truly care about them. This matters. When you're buying a vehicle, a new vehicle, you should be building a relationship with your dealership. Or more specifically, they should be building one with you. That's what happens at George Coleman Ford. Go see him. You'll thank me later. You can get in, 654-767. I want to answer this question, Rona, from Texter 706. He wrote me and he asked, quick question on Manny Diaz at Miami. He stated Miami hasn't had a quarterback in a long time. That's true. That is 100% true. And that he has to fix that. So, well, that's at least an indication that he understands the problem. He says they're pursuing a grad transfer to create competition, and they're after the quarterback from Buffalo. Can you tell me if he's any good? That's from Ken. Absolutely, Ken. He's talking about Tyree Jackson at Buffalo. Tyree Jackson is 6'7". He's pretty athletic. He has a big arm. At times, he has accuracy issues. And he's a little bit almost Mattingly inconsistent. You know, you watch him at his best and you think, when I watch Tyree Jackson at his best, I think there is a top 10 NFL draft pick. And then, you know, a quarter later, you're seeing something totally different than that, where suddenly he has mechanical breakdowns, his accuracy goes out the window, he's not reading coverages properly. These type of things. He is a really interesting player from a physical tool standpoint because he's also athletic. He's not a 6'7 stiff. He's athletic. He has mobility. He has ability outside the pocket. He would be an interesting player at Miami. He has talent. He has ability. You know, with the right coaching, he could be a very interesting player. Look, he led Buffalo to a very good year. Now, they still had some ups and downs, like the game against Ohio, which was disastrous. But part of that was Ohio was really good by the end of the year. Probably one of the best 25 teams in the country. Ohio averaged like 50 points a game the last 6 or 7 games. But Tyree Jackson is talented. And he would give you, let me put it this way. He's a massive upgrade over a guy like Malik Rozier. Massive upgrade. And he would certainly give you somebody who can compete with Perry. And look, if it's going to be Perry or anybody else, they need coaching. Because under Mark Richt, there was no coaching going on. You know, one of the unfortunate side effects or elements of the Mark Richt tenure is the failure to develop quarterbacks. And those two guys, Rozier and Perry, actually got worse under Mark Richt's direction. I mean, the end of the year, you're a Miami fan, you just watch the season end, there's nobody you can trust at quarterback. I mean, Perry sucks right now. Perry right now is terrible. It's not that he doesn't have tools. He has tools. He has arm strength. He's athletic. But he desperately needs guidance, desperately needs coaching. And he's just not ready to be a quarterback at this level right now. And the shame is he should be. That's the shame. He should be. He's been there long enough that improvement should be obvious. And quite the contrary, he's regressed. Texas said, same text said, Day is cleaned out on the offensive side. He did. Yes, I noticed that. You know, I want to see what he does. I want to see who he brings in, who he chooses to run. There's been reports of Larry Fedora, possibly. We'll see. Dave in Simpsonville and then Chris. Dave, how are you?
Doing great. Well, Happy New Year to
you and Ramona.
I hope you guys had great holidays.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
You know, I am one to kick losers down and opponents down and every opportunity. But you know what I learned up through this bowl season and up to this point is that everybody's got a story. And some stories are more touching than others. And there were four through this football season that really grabbed me. And they stay on my mind a lot. And that's the I guess his last name is Helinski, the kid from Washington State.
Correct, right.
Whose brother committed suicide.
Right.
And, you know, being South Carolina Clemson, we're supposed to jeer and hate and all that stuff. But your heart goes out for a young man like that who's got to pick up his bootstraps and go forward. And you think about that. And then you look at the Notre Dame running back. His mother is in a coma for 3 months. They make the decision to stop life support. And then, miraculously, she gets up. And when the running back gets his 4-game suspension, she moves up to South Bend, Indiana to get him in line.
Right.
And so you look at that. And then Ellinger, the Texas quarterback, who really touched me yesterday, his father passed several years ago. And so, you know, you look at his demeanor. You know, he may have talked trash on the field. He may have said things that were not on camera. But the way he carried himself was very forthright and very, very competitive. He's just a hard-nosed kid to play ball. He grew up at Texas. He was made to play quarterback at Texas. And Dabo talks about being made for that moment, and that's what that kid was. And then lastly, the kid from Purdue, you know, the one with the terminal illness, he's on hospice.
Yeah, Tyler Trent.
He went out and basically willed Purdue to pull one of the biggest upsets of the year. And so, you know, we like to look at sports, and we love to pick on our arch rivals and people when they're down, but then you look at the story and you know that there's real human element in there. And sometimes we've got to take our colors off and look at the humanistic side of this thing and just really be thankful that we do have some people out there who can represent in that way. And I know there's more that I didn't, you know, that I missed or didn't get to see, but
yeah. No, it's a really good job, Dave. You're 100% right. I mean, they're just incredible. So those are just some of the incredible human interest stories and the challenges that people deal with. The whole Helinski family, Derek Williams and his mom, the situation with Sam Ellinger, as you point out, and of course the incredibly sad story in some ways of Tyler Trent, and it's also a story of human achievement. I mean, it's you know, again, Tyler Trent, I quoted this earlier in the show, but he said, there are a lot of kids like me that no one will ever know.
Yeah.
And you know, and
exactly.
Again, it's that type of courage and role model. And quite honestly, our hope for advancing the cause that makes Tyler Trent such an important figure, not just in this bowl season, but in all of our futures. And so you're 100% right. It's well done, Dave.
Well, and I'll leave you with this. Who doesn't love Tom Rinaldi? I mean, does he not put together some of the best pieces
on
ESPN
when he does
a great job? Walt, y'all take
Thank
care.
You, Dave.
We'll be back to normal later in the week as we get ready for Alabama. All right, we'll see you.
Thank you, Dave. I bet we will. Yeah, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. You know, I think that we've seen some of those stories this bowl season, and these go way beyond homerism and colors and all that. You know, and look, at times we see the seedy underside. you know, what we learned about some of the things the Helsinki kid was facing in terms of social media and the blog he runs and some of the terrible things that were being said to him. I mean, that's just subhuman. You know, that my thoughts are always with that family. I'm with Dave. I think these are things that don't leave you. I mean, the whole Tyler Trent's whole story is not going to leave me. You know, and you don't have to experience it firsthand. You see those commercials on TV, Ramona, for Danny Thomas Center and others, and those are hard to watch. And one of the most difficult parts of it for parents who wind up losing their children is this is not the natural order of things. You know, it's not the way it's supposed to be. And those things are heartbreaking when you're actually there and you see those kids, as I have had the opportunity to do, they don't want your sympathy. They want to be treated like normal kids. And it doesn't matter what their situation is. You know, some of them don't have long. Some of them win. Some of them beat it with the help of great caregivers. But, you know, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. We will all face these challenges. And again, Tyler Trent's words are absolutely true when he says there are a lot of kids like me that no one will ever know. But in saying that and in becoming the focal point for a sports viewing nation in the battle against cancer, Tyler has brought attention to those other kids and to the cause and hopefully advance the cure. It's baby steps, we will not forget these stories. We will never forget Tyler Trent. So 100% right, Dave. Chris, Miami fan. Chris, I'm coming right to you. We'll talk about your situation on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I appreciate you hanging through this break. We still have a lot of things to get to on the show as well. I want to touch on some NFL stories, and I have more college stories to get to additionally. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
One more game. One game stands between Clemson Tiger Nation and the National Championship Trophy. Clemson Tigers travel to Santa Clara for the national championship to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. For the third time in 4 years, Dabo Sweeney's team of gladiators are ready for battle. And it all comes down to this, the national championship game. Monday, you'll hear every minute right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do, and enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlight Twin Pack or 2 single packs purchased on the same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.